Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So I'm going to give that question again to everybody. What do you do this winter when a decision comes down that says even a gerrymandered legislature, which itself is illegitimate, can do whatever it wants? I'll give you an example. The Ohio Supreme Court. Now, this is not the U.S. Supreme Court. The Ohio Supreme Court is Republican 4-3, but their Chief Justice, a Republican, is sort of like our Supreme Court has one justice that occasionally will do the right thing and reads the Constitution. So they voted 4-3 that the Ohio legislature had violated the law and the Constitution by gerrymandering. What do they mean by that? There are 15 congressional districts, 15 in Ohio. The Republicans will get 12 of them under the gerrymander. Democrats will get 3, and yet the Democrats get 47% of the vote statewide for congressional races. They've already said this once, and the legislature disobeyed them. Now they're saying it again. If it goes to the Supreme Court after this North Carolina case, the U.S. Supreme Court will say the legislature is paramount. It cannot be second-guessed or appealed, even to the state Supreme Court, no matter what the state constitution says. And it cannot be vetoed by the governor, no matter what the state constitution says. My question is, who the hell is the U.S. Supreme Court? None of this is in the Constitution, by the way. The Constitution does not say the Supreme Court can review anything. Definitely, if you're a states' writer, states' rights person, you would say the U.S. Supreme Court shouldn't tell a state Supreme Court what its state constitution means, shouldn't tell a state governor that he shouldn't veto something that's in the Constitution that is his power. What do you do if you have a Supreme Court that is acting illegally? And that's what's happening. And I'm telling you, that's what's happening. Now, the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, to uphold the Mississippi law, is 6-3. So everybody goes, oh, well, there must be six Republicans. No, they're not. Roberts, on the issue of throwing out Roe v. Wade, went with the Democrats. There is a 5-4 majority in the Supreme Court to do the most extreme unconstitutional things. One of the justices, Amy Coney Barrett, was nominated and was, in fact, confirmed during lame duck. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the end of October. Election was November 3rd. Trump, who lost the election, nominated a justice anyway, after they'd held Merrick Garland for a year, saying it was too close to an election. Then they rammed through a confirmation without even interviews. That is illegitimate. To have a 5-4 majority of a court with illegitimate confirmations overturn the work of Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Madison, Hamilton, and Franklin is an abomination. We don't have to put up with that. Remember something. The color of law frequently shields things that are illegal in a moral or human sense. I'll give you an example. In the 18th century in England, you got the death penalty for pickpocketing, believe it or not. You know where most of the pockets were picked? At places where people gathered to watch a pickpocket being hanged. The mob loved that kind of stuff. Just like the mob would get together to watch a lynching in the South back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And the pickpockets went to work. It is illegal to execute a pickpocket, in my view. It's immoral, it's inhuman, but people said that was the law. In England 100 years ago, you went to prison if you found to have committed a homosexual act. The great Irish writer Oscar Wilde had a gay relationship and was put in prison in Reading Jail. He wrote a very famous poem called The Ballad of Reading Jail. You should read it. By the way, The spelling was strange. It was G-A-O-L, Gaol, but it's pronounced jail. That's where we get J-A-I-L. What do you do when you live in an era when the judges say something that is illegal? Now, in the case of the abortion cases, they were quite sly and sneaky, and they said, we're not telling you to do anything. You don't have to obey or disobey us. We're just saying the states can do it. And the states have people, and you've seen them, like in this state, they have the Robin Vosses. They have really brutal people in Texas and Oklahoma, the South and elsewhere. Abbott, Oklahoma is one of the worst. Oklahoma, it's illegal for a woman to try to save her own life. And in some of these states, it's illegal to leave the state to get an abortion elsewhere. And the attorney general has the power to extradite. Some states like Colorado say, we're not going to extradite. That'll go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will say you have to extradite. Just like the Supreme Court said in the Dred Scott decision, they made a decision with no basis in the Constitution that black people weren't citizens. But they're saying right now, when you tell somebody that they can't save their own lives, you're telling them that they're not a citizen. They're not equal. When you're telling a state that they have to extradite them back to another state, that is no different from the Fugitive Slave Act. It should simply be renamed the Fugitive Woman Act. But this case out in North Carolina will really cement it. Now that they have gerrymandered legislatures in place throughout much of the country, they are simply going to say, the legislature is king, even though it's gerrymandered. Even in Ohio, 13 of the 15 congressional seats are Republican, but the Democrats get 47% of the vote. Or in Wisconsin, 2/3 of the assembly is Republican, even if the Democrats get more than 50% of the vote. That is illegitimate. That is not a democracy. That is unconstitutional. But they managed to get a 6-3 majority on most things and a 5-4 majority on the most extreme unconstitutional things in the U.S. Supreme Court. I think the time to come has come to declare the Supreme Court is illegitimate. The Supreme Court is illegitimate. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One briefcase at a time, one case at a time, one lawyer at a time. Fascism has crept into the U.S. Supreme Court. It has crept into the Republican Party. 140 members in the Republican Party voted not to certify Joe Biden as president, even though he won the election. Fascism is creeping into our elections. It's creeping into our government. When do you stand up to oppose it? You have to stand up to oppose it now, not mañana. You have to stand up to oppose it now. How do you oppose it? You do not want to wait till it is in extremis, which is what happened with the English king in the 18th century. And the only way that it could be opposed was starting with the Minutemen at Lexington Concord and Washington at Valley Forge. And then the surrender of Cornwallis. Long, long war. We don't want that. At every level of government, every election, stop being lazy about this. Stop avoiding thinking about this. It's happening as we speak. Any election in which there's a Democrat running against a Republican, with the very limited exception of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and people like that, if you vote Republican, no matter how affable the Republican looks, no matter what they say, you are voting for the introduction of fascism in our culture, the introduction of fascism in our government. Give you an example. You take Russia and Ukraine, Russia for 1,000 years has had authoritarian rule. The czars, communist bosses for 10 years in the 90s, they seemed to be going democratic, but they were corrupt and crooked, and the autocrats took all the money. Russia is now holding sham elections, referenda, in the Ukrainian parts of Ukraine they occupy. They're forcing Ukrainians where they occupy them at the point of a gun to apply for Russian citizenship. They are banning internet services, replacing it with their own. They're killing anybody they think, just flat out killing them or torturing them, they think is an intellectual, whether it's a priest, a journalist, politician. They're putting their own people in. And they hope to extinguish the memory of Ukrainian culture in a generation, because little ones, when they're 5 years old, are being put in kindergartens and first grades where they just get Russian propaganda. There's a little bit of that kind of thing coming out in the United States right now. Obviously, we're nowhere near that. But if that North Carolina case comes out the way I think it is, we're very close. We're coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.